Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on 3 o'clock here, and Fitzy walking in studio with stank face on. What the hell was that face for?
I thought I lost something.
Oh.
That was stank face. No, that was confusion face.
Your confusion face is a little stanky.
Oh, it has a little
face.
Stank face. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was in this direction, too. I was wondering how we could have screwed something up already.
I haven't seen your wallet.
Yeah, says the kid from Chelsea.
Or the $112.32 that were in it.
Hey, by the way, we are also belated in wishing producer extraordinaire the ball game, the ball hawk, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, boys.
22, 23?
Yeah, I had my first drink, too, over the weekend.
You don't look a day over 36.
I certainly feel it.
Wow.
Thanks, boys.
By the way, I was trying to get...
I heard you wore him down last week, plus.
Yeah.
Beat the snot out of him.
Actually utilizing his varied skill set. He was excellent last week, filling in across the platform.
He's always excellent.
No, but he was excellent.
Extra excellent. Really laying it on thick.
He's the Jaren Duran birthday of this show, actually. He's going to be... Lairdman told me he might get traded at the deadline.
Forget that. Is there cake?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
It's a faux pas to bring your own cake for your birthday.
But
isn't even today.
You can't give yourself your own nickname. You can't bring your own birthday cake in.
Well, what if you had a party yesterday and it was like a big sheet cake and there was like a half a sheet left and you're like, I can't leave this and I'll eat it myself.
Do you think sheet cakes travel well in 95 degree temperatures?
Well, he could try. It's not going to do well if it sits in his house either.
In his fridge.
Then he'll eat it and then he'll be fat Dan Ball. He'll be round Dan Ball.
He'll be round Ball.
Yeah. And we don't want that. So you didn't bring cake. This is a long way to get to telling us you didn't bring any cake.
No, I'm sorry to disappoint.
All right. Well, speaking of disappointing, it's 3 o'clock. No Ted Johnson, but it's still time for the 3-point stance.
Green 19!
Green 19!
Green 19!
Green 19! Green 19!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you forgot to bring cake for your own birthday that isn't today, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. With Ted Johnson not here today, our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy-Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy Hart, you are back in the saddle. You will lead us off, and are you ready?
Indeed. I've been thinking about this all week.
I'm sure you
this
haven't.
This will not be 60 seconds.
Not once.
Let's see how this goes. Here's your 60 seconds.
So this is actually a jumping off from a previous 3-point stance where I said I was worried about Christian Campbell. Dan Ball, you got your way. Christian Campbell is no longer a member of the Boston Red Sox. He's now a AAA player with a $60 million contract playing in Worcester. And I was listening to Jeff Passan on the midday show, but it was a clip from Friday night with Christian Arcand. And he was talking about the trade deadline. He thinks this is going to be kind of a weak trade deadline, not a lot of guys available. Anyone that you would want, if you're the Boston Red Sox, teams are going to be asking for big names in return, like Meyer, Anthony, and Christian Campbell. And I thought, Meyer, hell no. Anthony, hell no. But as I'm driving, I'm thinking, Christian Campbell? Would I? Yeah, I would. I would trade Christian Campbell. If teams want Christian Campbell, if he is seen as a commodity, if he is seen as a guy that's good value, because I think that contract, that $60 million eight-year deal, that's probably palatable for most teams. So you could talk to small market teams in Tampa and Pittsburgh, wherever. They might want Christian Campbell. I don't know what position he plays. I don't love his swing. And I know he was the minor league player of the year, but and the rookie of the month for the first month in the major leagues. I'm worried about what he is long-term. I'm not sure he's a star. If teams want him, I would trade Christian Campbell.
All right, let's run through this. Christian Campbell for Mason Miller.
Oh, my God, yes. I will just drive him in a bicycle all the way to Sacramento.
There's a greater chance of Ted Johnson showing up for a three-point stance in 2 minutes than there is of Christian Campbell getting traded for Mason Miller.
Wait a minute. Mason Miller is going to be a high-priced item.
Yeah.
Christian Campbell is, I believe, what they call it in the business, cost-controlled. I believe that's what they call it, cost-controlled.
Eight for 60, possibly 10 for 100.
Okay, and if you believe he is what he was, the minor league player of the year mm-hmm. and the rookie of the month for mm-hmm. March/April.
Tremendous potential.
The value for a team, that's a perfect example, Dan Ball. The Sacramento, soon-to-be Las Vegas A's, whatever they are, still a small market team, care about the books. That is a cost-controlled potential superstar that I would absolutely trade for Mason Miller. You give me two closers. I got two closers that both throw 103.
Wait. Who's saying how much? Wait, hold on. How long do you think they're gonna hold on to Chapman for?
I just need him for next year.
Girl,
we're waving the white flag. If we're trading Duran, we're waving the white flag. You trade Campbell, Miller. Miller and Chapman is the best 1-2 punch in a bullpen next year.
Is gone. He gone. Well, if they trade Duran, Chapman's gone.
If they do trade Duran, you might as well trade Chapman, too. That probably makes a lot of sense, actually. But anyway, stick to the point. Christian Campbell, at least listen.
Is he telling us to stick to the point?
Yes. At least listen to offers for Christian
Campbell.
Bit of a
pot kettle situation there.
He's a minor league player right now, Dan Ball. That's a fact, not an opinion,
he
correct?
He deserves minor the league time. Player. He needs time to steep. He needs time to marinate.
He's
he needs
tea?
Time. Yes.
No. Okay. Dan Ball. Take control.
Well, this is awkward. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
Oh, it's my turn now. Yeah. Well, how do I follow up that?
I don't know, but stick to sports here in this one, yep. if you please. Here's your 60 seconds. They begin right now.
All righty. So, obviously, a very disappointing outcome this weekend. The Red Sox, as we mentioned earlier, lose their first series in over 2 weeks. They had won four series straight, one of which was a sweep of the New York Yankees. They were inching closer in the wild card column.
We're back, baby.
Inching closer in the AL East. They lose two of three this weekend, and unfortunately, of course, they lose two of those three to Rafael Devers' new team. He gets a cheap-ass home run on Saturday. It still counts because it exited from his bat outside of the ballpark as well off Brian Baio. Good game, winnable game. Sunday's game, a bit more disappointing because the Red Sox went back to, or at least reverted to, the form of the late April, early May Red Sox, getting in their own way. No clutch hitting, bullpen implosion, terrible defense. But I just need to remind everybody, one series does not a season or the rest of the season make. Red Sox fans that I've already seen on social media saying they lost to Devers, they lost the series, they're going back to their old losing ways, therefore I'm out. That sort of lack of Fenway faith I find infuriating. You cannot just jump ship yet because of one series loss to a guy that Andy and I just told you, and I believe you as well believe, the Red Sox are better off without. Hang tough.
Hanging tough.
New Kids on the Block.
Whoa, man. This is a Joey McIntyre sound alike in there. Jeez.
Can we get that clean? What'd you say, Stiz?
New Kids on the Block were my favorite group ever when I was younger. I used to think I was a new kid on the block.
And I used to think you were a man.
You know what's so funny? I actually watched a New Kids on the Block video over the weekend. Like, randomly, they popped into my head, uh-huh. and I watched the Hang Tough video.
So you hate seaweed, and you love New Kids on the Block. So you're a teenage girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Wow. Do they bully people on the island of St. Lucia as well?
Yeah, the bartenders bullied me.
Side note about the New Kids on the Block. When they made their money after Hangin' Tough just went global and they were selling out arenas everywhere, they bought Alma Wahlberg, the mom, a house in Braintree, 1.5 streets away from where I grew up. Nightmare, because all the cute girls were hanging out at the top of my street waiting for... Just go ahead and play great
Such
story.
Such a great story.
Thank you. So, like an idiot, me and all my friends were like, oh, this is fun. All the girls love New Kids, whatever. So one night, my friend and I were driving around, nothing to do, drove by the house, rolled down our windows, and yelled, New Kids suck! And we thought we were the coolest things in the world. I didn't get 100 yards away. 6 police cars surround my car. It's an off-duty cop car who's private security, followed by 5 police cars. I got a $70 ticket for not being able to find my registration and disturbing the peace. And then I had to protest the ticket. It was easily maybe the most terrifying and embarrassing moment of my life.
That was dumb.
Yeah, it was super dumb.
Couldn't find my registration, by the way.
I couldn't. I panicked. Well, the guy was like, no.
I had it here somewhere, officer. I swear.
A guy the size of Ted Johnson got out of a Ford Crown Vic LTD and goes, license and registration now, mother effer. I mean, you're like.
And it turns out that night you did not have the right stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, oh my Dan Ball.
Stiz.
Moving on, Dan Ball.
All right, Stiz. May I have 60 seconds, please?
Your 60 seconds begins right now.
I don't think I even want them anymore. All right. I'll stick with the Red Sox as well. Nick Stevens' former crush, Justin Slayton, on the injured list, not pitching right now, not even throwing a baseball, may never pitch again, some are saying, because of how the Red Sox treated him. Brendan Bernardino, very quietly, has only pitched in 3 games since June 9th, so he's kind of getting shadow injured listed right now. There's another Red Sox reliever who is currently being run into the ground, and a guy who I think is not long for this roster, and may be a guy going on the injured list when Jordan Hicks is activated at the end of the week. And that is Greg Weissert. He's given up 5 hits, 4 walks, 2 runs, only 2 strikeouts over his last 6 appearances. He has been awesome, especially in the wake of the Slayton injury, stepping up into that setup role, taking some saves, getting a couple chances to close, and doing very well in all of them, but in a very similar way that Andrew Bailey has handled this bullpen with other guys previously. Weissert is wearing out. He's getting tired. And so I think, unfortunately, he is the latest in a long line of relievers to be going either on the injured list or getting a shadow injured list, not being used for the days and weeks to come just because of how he's been deployed. Stiz, I don't know if that was 60 seconds or not, but I think I'm at the end of my point. And so, unfortunately, there's another guy and a very important guy for the Red Sox in the Red Sox bullpen that I think is going to be.
I have thoughts.
Okay, go ahead.
So this is a great point you bring up. That May destroyed their bullpen. Mm-hmm. These guys are dropping like flies from that May. Bernardino was like led the league. He was every day Eddie
17
Bernardino.
It was all those games where they accrued that 7.12 first inning ERA. Yeah,
I have to ask the question, and this is more in Dan Ball's world because I don't analyze this stuff, the usages, different things. I know they do the whole red, green, yellow. Like, this guy's yellow, this guy's green to go in the bullpen, this guy's red, can't play, whatever. Like, we fixated on the protection of Crochet and that bullpen game when he lied to. Like, how come they don't fixate on the protection of the bullpen ever? Like, and I get it. One guy is an ace and a $200 million player and all that, and these guys are dime a dozen, and you bring in, like, 4 more new ones next year and all that. So, like, on the surface, I get it, but if they want, they kept telling us they were a good baseball team. Mm-hmm. If you're a good baseball team, you need a bullpen.
We got a good baseball team.
Right?
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. A lot. And if they believed that, and I don't know if they did or didn't, if it was lip service, but if you believed that, you need a bullpen, correct? Like, you can't be a good baseball team without a bullpen.
Yeah.
So if you run that bullpen into the ground in May, it's really no different than running Crochet into the ground. Because I also believe to be a good baseball team, you need an ace. And they were protecting the ace because they thought they were a good baseball team. And Alex Cora likes, you know, we're going to be playing meaningful games in September and October. Well, were you planning on playing meaningful games without a bullpen? Like, this falls in line. We've talked a lot about these inconsistencies in handling of players and theories and protection and who hits this and who doesn't that. And this is another one. Like, they protected the ace and they protect the starters, but we'll run the bullpen into the ground. And you're right, because there were times where the bullpen, if you had each of those guys at sort of their best stretch of like 10 days, you had a damn good bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
100%.
Weissert, Slayton,
they got
Chapman.
They got asked to do a lot.
Whitlock. And now you're going to have nobody. You're going to have either, you know, guys that I've never heard of getting called up from Worcester, or you're going to be having, you know, the Fitzes and the Dobbinses.
What about, well, Dobbins is down.
No, I know, but at some point, they'll be like long relievers and they'll be part of
the bullpen. What about Hicks and Harrison, the cornerstones of the trade?
Yeah, you might have those. We'll see.
Just trust me, bro.
Thank you, Breslow.
Sorry, Breslow. Pitching czar from Chicago. How would I ever question how you run the pitching staff? And that's the other thing. So Andrew Bailey, we all have issues with him, correct?
Absolutely.
On some level.
Yeah.
But this is another example of, do I blame everything on Bailey? Does he make every decision with the pitching staff and the bullpen? Does Cora not have a say? Does Breslow not have a say? Does whoever all these other people on the Zoom that I don't know but are quants not have a say? I feel like that we're going to lump a lot of blame on Andrew Bailey, and you just did it, and I'm not, like, calling you out for it. It's an easy...
No, he's the face of whatever the pitching strategy is supposed to be. The pitching lab and the pitching backwards and all the stuff that gets bemoaned is connected to him directly.
And we, especially on this show, where we talk to Alex Cora each and every week, 5:30 on Tuesday, I believe you said this
week. Yeah, that's correct, yes.
We defend Cora. You know, a lot of the stuff that he's the face of, he isn't necessarily the decision maker. Breslow has started to tell us those are organizational decisions. Aren't some of these organizational decisions with the pitching as well, and we just blame Bailey? People, we've tried to run him out of town. As a show, we tried to run him out of town, if we're going to be honest. Mm-hmm. About a month ago, we were like, yeah, it's probably time for him to go. He's the biggest problem, run him out of town. Those are organizational decisions, no?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. I think Breslow and Bailey, and I'm sure there are a bunch of, you know, quants, as you call them, a bunch of nerds, like myself, that are involved in that as well. But yeah, absolutely. I think much more pitching than hitting, Andy, to your point, there is organizational, quote-unquote, alignment on how they
quant
use it.
Quant feels like a nice way to say nerd, because people told you saying nerd was a bullying gesture.
Yeah. Quant, and it feels like a little, like, higher brow.
Yeah.
People are like... Is that a compliment?
Like the Jets and the Sharks?
Is that a jab? Well, I don't even know what he's saying. Is it offensive?
The quants versus the bolts?
Yes.
Like a machine head is now a bolt?
Yes. So you say quants and people...
I just thought of that. Good for me.
Sort of like the panda on the emoji game.
Well, I hope you ask Alex Cora that tomorrow. How much, decision power does Bailey have?
And how much do you regret running your bullpen into the ground? 617?
Well, but also he got rung up out of a game. So who's the bench coach that had to manage for him?
Ramon Vasquez.
2-0,
you know.
That happened two nights in a row.
Oh, it, now it we're going to blame those two nights, Ramon Vasquez running
saying,
the bullpen into the ground?
It's the starting pitching. So goes, the Twitch chat has said it many times as well, so goes the starting pitching on this team, so goes the Red Sox 2025. Period.
How are you feeling about Walker Buehler tonight?
Not great.
He's just guy.
Or something. And
I still like him. Listen, he became my guy the second he dropped Verdugo to end the World Series. And then just did the "Are you not entertained?" I'll love him forever for that. Then he came to this team. He's been a hostage.
And he's
times.
Pitching like he's pitched in the regular season. Not good.
He's highly accountable. I'm just very disappointed that he can't pitch to a sub-4 ERA. He can't give you any consistency. Right. He's his own worst enemy. If he gives you two scoreless, there's a good chance you're getting a good Walker Buehler outing. If he can't escape the second without giving up two runs or more, you're cooked.
And the 781 had the same exact reaction to Fitzy's side three-point stance story about the new kids on
new
the block.
Kids on the block, yeah.
Group of hot chicks on the block, and all Fitzy can come up with is "new kids on the block sucks" to yell as he drives by. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Let's not try to weasel our way into the hot chicks. Let's say something we know is going to annoy them. Is this like the little kid in elementary school? If you throw paper at a girl, it means you like her?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys were doing? Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
Yeah, it
did. Because they hated you, and the cops hated you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my exact response. Hot girls. He said there's all these hot girls hanging out at the end of the street.
Yeah, but like, there was...
You alienated
them. There was such a massive backlash amongst like teens and preteens on the South Shore and all over against New Kids. I don't know. It was just I don't think you need to have a clinical psychology degree to understand that it was just pure envy, jealousy, both, whatever you want to call it.
I think the smarter plan might have been as young Fitzy, I think was a performer already, knew he had some performing in him. Maybe, I don't know, learn a New Kids on the Block song, maybe dress up like, and like, get out there, start singing, and maybe some
and
of the girls are like,
"Hey, girls, I'll be loving you forever."
Yes.
What's up?
Instead, they suck. That was the dumbest thing you've ever done.
I told you, I've done
maybe dumber.
I doubt it. Look at his face.
That's true.
All right,
don't talk back to the wife.
that Karen Reed rally I went to was
no
wild.
One had any thoughts on wanting to trade Christian Campbell.
You know what the first thought on the text line was?
You can't get anything for him. I thought I'd get brushed
back. His value is at the bottom of the barrel right now. It's not anything.
Wait a minute. He's the minor league player of the year.
And you think he's so good.
And rookie of the... It doesn't matter what I think. Other teams have thoughts. Other teams have scouting reports. Yes, you can save that. I'll clean it up for you. It doesn't matter what I think. Now you get a good clean version. Other teams are going to have scouting reports on Christian Campbell, right? I think some of them. You're telling me there's 30 teams in baseball and all 30 now think the guy is not good?
I mean, not good is a bit strong, but definitely having lower value, being a buy low kind of commodity, absolutely.
Would anybody trade for Jackson Holliday?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's 1 year removed from what Christian Campbell is right now.
That's my point.
It's a highly talented prospect.
Did everybody
prospect.
Say Jackson Holliday stinks when he went down?
They said he's having struggling to start his right. major league career.
He also doesn't have a cost-controlled contract.
Right.
Money matters in Major League Baseball. We just learned that with Rafael Devers. And I do believe, as Alex Cora likes to say, I do believe that Christian Campbell's contract and his potential make him a potential trade chip.
I don't think his contract has quite that much value given how much he struggled in the last month. I think right now you're a little closer to they overpaid too soon for Christian Campbell versus this is a benefit or a great deal for
how
this
quickly
player.
We forget that we were raving
Zero.
About him to start the year.
Yeah,
raving
and it was
month.
Deserved. And then
who
the
was
league,
the best rookie in baseball?
Christian Campbell, and then the league caught up to him and now he stinks.
You also have a clean cut of that as well. So you think you could get nothing for him? Okay, and you're right. I wouldn't just dump him. I'm not in salary dump mode. I just think there's probably still some value to a Christian Campbell that you could get something for him. 617-779-7937. Christian Campbell, would you trade him? If you have thoughts, share them. Text line, that's the same number. We got to see your calls lining up. The Devers situation. I still think this Devers situation is going to be much debated. And I think, and people have called me out because, yes, a couple weeks ago at one point I did say I was on Team Devers for a minute because I thought the crap show of communication in the background between Breslow and Sam Kennedy and all those guys was understandable. But I've jumped ship on that. I'm back. I hate Devers. He's gone. Good riddance. Don't need him anymore. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your Red Sox calls, but we'll also turn our attention to the NBA Finals, which kind of petered out last night. There was a big injury. And there's a team that's on the brink of being a dynasty, or are we not so sure anymore? A little NBA Finals reaction next on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Bald.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slap Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Trendy. Jeff Passan with Christian Arcan on Friday night. And if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI,
I'll never unsee this.
You get to see what a round Dan Ball would look like. I know they say like it goes to your head when you get a little more airtime, and he did last week, but it went to more than just his head. It went to his face, his belly. Like, Dan Ball,
AI
is
a hell
picture?
Of a thing. Man.
Wow. Is that all you do? You put it in AI and like make this
you
guy
can
fat?
You can do anything. What do you like? How? What version of you do you want to see?
6'4".
Okay. I'm sure for Zocco, by even before we cut to commercial,
I want
to
see 6 foot
can do
four
giant Andy. He can do George Mira Andy.
No, I don't want that. I want like
Andy
if
Marizon.
I were just 6'4".
Minute Hart.
Like Ted Johnson, middle linebacker Andy Hart would look like.
Oh.
At 6'4".
You want to see you Ted Johnsonified?
No, just 6'4".
You got your mind, bro?
Keep changing it. I just want to be 6'4".
6'4".
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Tyler in New Hampshire has been waiting around for a while. What's up, Tyler?
Not too much. I'm just kind of sick of hearing about the Rafael Devers thing. It's over. It's done with. And it's just time to turn the page. I mean, just people acting like, you know, like, oh, he was supposed to be the next David Ortiz and everything like that. It's like, well, no, he's not David Ortiz. He won't be David Ortiz.
Yep.
And
nor will he return calls to David Ortiz.
Right. And he isn't the reason. Him leaving isn't the reason why they have been playing subpar baseball as of late.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tyler. Agree to disagree. I think that's a terrible take, Tyler.
No, I see. I feel like at the end of last week.
So the best player,
Rafi
the highest
Devers
paid player.
Fatigue set in, though. Like, it, like people just got tired. We talked. I mean, it was just everywhere. I'm just saying, en masse, I think Sox Nation right now is like, okay, the series is over. We talked about it all week. It's been an ongoing topic. Like you said, we're glad to be
works.
Rid of the headache.
First time doing sports?
No,
I'm
Brady reflecting.
We did Brady and Bledsoe for like 10 years after the
we're
hit from
still
Mo Lewis.
Look at this. We just got copies of the media copies, brag, right. Of the Gary Myers book, as you guys can probably see here on Twitch right now, Brady versus Belichick, the dynasty debate. I'll finish it, and I'll let you know who won.
Do we want to have Gary Myers on? We can pretend it's like, you know, 2021.
Wait, hold on. Didn't Ted do 3 episodes on Vice TV of the
yes.
Chris Mad Dog Russo narrated version of this book?
Yeah, is that what it's from?
I think it's kind of inspired by.
Okay. Well, it's the point is, when you have these superstar stories, mm-hmm. whether it's trades, like, are we never going to talk about the Luka trade again?
We might.
Okay, we might.
But every
Why?
Day.
Because Luka, are we in Dallas? If we were in Dallas or L.A., we might talk about it far more frequently and for a longer duration. Mm-hmm. Rafi Devers, you had a trio of superstar players won, mm-hmm. and you chose to keep one of them. You paid him $300 million. It was a disaster of a relationship with the organization.
They chose
as we're
the wrong,
finding
as
now.
We can say, we let the wrong one in.
100%. But not just the wrong one in a baseball sense. Like, you could have had the wrong one, and he just bats like 260 with 21 home runs. Like, you chose the one that was a terrible tentpole player, a terrible leader. You don't want him to be your highest. He's the anti-David Ortiz and Tom Brady. That's what I'm going to call Devers. He's the anti-David Ortiz and Tom Brady. That's what he is.
That is a fabulous assessment.
And you don't want us to talk about it for very long? Like, who should I blame? You don't think he has any blame in the team stinking over the last 5 years?
Rafi? Of
yeah.
course he does.
Okay, so
he's
the best
like,
player gets
hey,
some
we,
blame.
We want pitchers. I'm a reluctant leader. Yeah. No, I don't feel like doing this. I'm not going to do that. His attitude stunk.
Right, and you don't
we
believe...
We both agree there's going to be a turnaround. I'm just saying
not,
there was an immediate fatigue.
Do you all. Not believe that, you know, leadership
miracles,
is,
magic,
is
fairies.
Like through osmosis affects the clubhouse?
100%.
It affects everybody 100%. Else, even 100%. If they don't want to. Even if some of the players look at Rafi and say, he's a dink, I would never act like that, it can infiltrate the way they go, especially in a sport... where you play every effing night, and you got a guy over there who's not a leader, who doesn't want to do what's in the best interest of the team, who I've said a million times plays for Devers. He doesn't play for the Red Sox. He plays for Devers. That's
he plays
only
for
one
the name on the back, not the name on the front.
Absolutely.
Yes. And how many, again? Just,
and you traded him, and we're not supposed to talk about that?
Nope.
That's not a big deal.
We can talk about it. Just
in the midst of
gonna
a season.
It's going to depend on how this season shapes up. If correct. We finish this, you know, it's all based on the results. So if they finish super under par, which is a good chance, then yeah, everyone is really going to be like, looking back on the Devers trade, like, what the hell?
I disagree. I think it goes much further than this season.
Oh,
it goes into the offseason.
Do
they sign Kyle Tucker? Do they utilize that $30 million a year slot of money? Because if they're, we could look at it this way. How much did they pay Garrett Crochet? $30 million?
27 per? Yeah.
So $30 million.
Money well spent.
If they just said, we added that, if we can get rid of this $30 million, that balances out. If in their mind that has already been filled, that slot by Garrett Crochet, then I hate this. I don't look at it that way. I'm a little gullible Andy again. That's what they dubbed me in the previous version of the afternoon program with Christian Arkham when I bought into some of the offseason when I was right. Just if we're going to do dubs, if we're doing dubs. Dubs. I was right. They added Garrett Crochet. They added Bregman. They were aggressive. They brought in contracts and high-end players. I'm back in. I think John Henry cares about this baseball team. I know that's not a popular take in town, the Chris Curtises of the world and all these people, and I might be right.
It's an asset. They just want to spend more because there was the curious case, Andy. We did even take calls last week on some people believing dumping Devers was synchronous with Fenway Sports Group investing heavily in Liverpool.
Oh, I know. That was a popular thing. I read about that online, and I know... I mean, maybe...
Well, if it was on the internet, you should have believed it.
I mean, that's... To me, that's the same as they built a lighthouse and a TV screen at Gillette so they didn't get players, and they suck.
No, they could have gotten players, but you know why they built the lighthouse and the TV?
Because the stadium is a dump, and they needed to buff it up?
Well, because they wanted to get the World Cup.
Okay, that's fine.
And they got it.
Whatever.
They got
it. Is that the reason they did or didn't sign players? I don't believe that to
Jordan
be true.
Jordan told them not to.
Did they not get Chris... what the hell is his name? Godwin? Because they built a TV?
No, he didn't want to leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, we tend to X ties into Y, and there's this direct connect. Don't a lot of owners have multiple businesses?
Several.
Okay, so we pick and choose when we tie together their various businesses.
Restaurants, like, soccer clubs.
How do we know that the soccer team didn't make a boatload of money and that's why they signed Crochet? Maybe it's actually a positive that they have all these Fenway sports groups. Maybe the Penguins probably didn't make money.
No, they didn't make
money. Maybe the soccer team made money over there, and maybe that's why you got Crochet and Bregman. How come no one ever brings up that idea? It's only a negative tie-in.
Because that doesn't work with the narrative.
Thank you very much. My bigger point is... I think the cigar-smoking owner of the Boston Red Sox, who flew his ass to Kansas City, not Miami, not L.A., not someplace where he could go out and get a great dinner and see the town, whatever.
Can, you can
barbecue.
Eat like a champ.
You think he eats barbecue?
No,
you think John Henry eats barbecue?
I don't eat with my hands. I have someone feed me.
He flew his skinny ass to Kansas City, and he became the big bald owner of the Boston Red Sox. And I appreciate that. I think he cares about this baseball team. That's my big picture takeaway right now.
He cares again, yes.
617-779-7937. I got to tell you, this subject line will always get you on the air here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike in the car, and it says he agrees with Andy. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, real quick, I can't hear anything on hold. That's very unusual. So
it's a new trick we're trying. We're trying the sensory deprivation method. How's that working?
Hey, Stiz, get on that.
No problem. Happy birthday, Dan, by the way. And
thank you, Mike.
Quick side note, I'm a 6-foot-tall, 300-pound biker, but my first concert was actually New Kids on the Block at Greenwood.
Do you like seaweed?
You know, no, I do not. Trivia question, who opened one of the greatest one-hit wonders ever? Tiffany. Anyways, moving on. Christian Campbell, I do think... Exactly. Christian Campbell, I do agree with you, Andy. I think, you know, we as fans, we're way more reactive than baseball people are, right? The Sox win a few games and they're going to win the World Series. They lose a few games and, you know, they're all bums and blow up the whole team. Baseball ops people tend to, you know, not in all cases, but we'd like to think anyways, that they all look more long-term view. And you're right. You have a kid in Christian Campbell who seems like a good kid, seems like a likable personality, someone you want to build around. He's young, he has a lot of upside, and he's cost-controlled. You're not going to have to deal with arbitration or hurt feelings of going into a room and saying all the reasons why you don't want to pay him money. And he's locked up for 8, maybe 10 years. I think that is a very tradable commodity. Maybe not for Mason Miller, but I do think that's a valuable chip at the trade deadline for sure.
Thanks for the call, Mike. That's a good call. You do have a chip. Now, the reverse of that is, why wouldn't you want Christian Campbell? If he's versatile and he's cost-controlled and he's the anti-Devers... He's willing to do whatever you want him to do, move around the lineup, move positions, do this, do that. Whether that made Devers mad or not, I don't even care.
He's shown that. Because you may get out so early, incidentally, on the Christian Campbell stock that you'll regret it in 2 years if he turns into a phenom like many believed last year he would.
You know my biggest issue with him is, what position does he play?
Even he doesn't know because the team has bounced. He's barely been in baseball for more than a couple of years.
Well, what position do you see him in?
First.
First base is his long-term position.
That's where I would take a chance on.
You are shrugging your scuffled, furrowed brow with scars across it. First base.
First base.
I'm Ron Burgundy, and he plays first.
First.
Dan Ball.
I would also say first because I've seen other positions and none have looked great. But he also seems more athletic than your typical first baseman.
Yes, he does.
He feels like an outfielder.
It's time to develop instincts. He needs reps. That's all. And that's why they're sending him down there.
He's got no games anywhere.
Has he or has he not been getting reps at first base?
He has.
Yes.
So there we go.
It happened again yesterday.
We're on our way.
Yeah, but I don't think that means he's necessarily a long-term major league first baseman. I'm with Dan. He seems more athletic than a first baseman.
I feel like he's a corner outfielder given his makeup. It's just, again, a lot of it just looks uncomfortable. He does need reps before we know what he can play. Because right now he looks like a DH, and he can't hit. So that's not a good thing.
Yeah, you never want to be a DH who can't hit.
Nope.
That's like Devers wanting to be a third baseman who couldn't field. Like, that was part of the problem.
And by the way, did you hear the five? Like, which of the? I know we got to go to break, but which of the first
Take a break.
Base stories?
I got a text.
Yeah, break, bro. Which of the first base stories? Now there was the whole like Devers mad at Christian Campbell because Christian Campbell said I volunteer as tribute. I'll play first, and then there was the well, actually Devers said he was okay with playing first. He just wanted a full offseason to work on it, and he wanted the team to commit to him for like the rest of his career. It all
made
got
no
so
sense.
Mad. You can see the popsicle headache we all
this
had last week.
I keep going back to this was a terrible marriage. This was a dysfunctional, toxic living like. You know, do couples do that? Oh, I'll take out the garbage as long as you ensure that I have to take out the garbage for the next 8 years. Like, what? You don't want to play first, but you want them to guarantee you you'll play first? Mm-hmm. And you'll do it only, like, he's a whiny little, I don't know, I probably shouldn't say.
He's entitled. He is entitled. And as Mike Vrabel told us, Crossing Sports 3-2-1, we are removing entitlement from the building.
And I don't realize, like, is that normal? With Dominican-born baseball player. Like he feels like he's a pampered American AAU athlete. That's what he feels like to me. And he's not that. Like, his makeup and his upbringing, he was 16 years old when the Red Sox signed him, I believe. And, like, how did he get to this?
It's a little bittersweet.
He's entitled. You're right. That's the perfect word. Just like a lot of American rich, spoiled, lax bros and all these AAU kids, they're all entitled. How did Rafi Devers get so damn entitled?
Because the Red Sox enabled it for the better part of a decade.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. They asked nothing of him and gave him the world.
And then the first time they asked of something, he's like, no.
No.
That's partly on them because they never asked. You should have built up to your asks along the way, but you never asked him to talk to the media. You never asked him to be a leader. You never asked him to get in shape. You never asked him to do virtually anything. You let him show up and do what he do. Make errors at third and hit baseballs out of the batter's box. That's what he did, right? That's all he wanted to do, and you allowed him to just do what he did. And then the first time you asked him to do something that was outside his comfort zone, he turned on you, and it blew up in your face. That's a Devers problem, not a Red Sox problem. That's why I was on his side for like a minute, but now I'm off his side.
That was a memorable one day.
That was that one day. 617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up talking about Cora, Devers, and this whole situation. We've called it a situation for months now. It remains a situation even with Devers in San Francisco. And we will get to the NBA Finals. And do we have a budding dynasty or not? We'll let you know. 617-779-7937.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
That was John Heyman detailing, and this is one of those rejoins that has those weird pauses in the middle that drive me nuts, Stiz. Do you search those? Like beat drop rejoins or something?
No, but you know what song this is? You'd like it. New song, LL Cool J featuring Eminem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great song.
I am not familiar.
No.
All you have to do is search confusing instrumentals on YouTube, and then you'll find it.
Well, he's got all these ones that just drop hard to, like, silence and then come back.
It's like Tom Curran answers.
Like, and I feel like I'm trying to do you a solid, like, oh, the computer froze and the beat dropped, so I gotta
talk quick.
I don't want dead air. Stiz will feel bad. And really, it's just Stiz effing with me. Typical. I'm getting bullied, as always. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jim in Wakefield has a thought on my guy, John Henry. What's up, Jim?
Okay. Hey, guys. How are you today?
How are you?
All right. Doing good. Hey, listen, you know something? So, you know, you hear these people, they overreact, and you hear the people in the media saying it's a salary dump, it's this and that. The fact of the matter is that John Henry went to Kansas City. Now, Andy, I know you just made this point as I had already called.
Preach, brother.
The fact is, if he had wanted a salary dump, he's not trying to get Devis to play first. They literally were trying to get this guy to be a good teammate. And once they found out that Devis wasn't going to do what was best for the team, but Devis was going to do what was best for Devis, they said, you know what? There is no way I'm spending $300 million on this prima donna. He's out of here. I don't care what you get for him. Get a bag of balls. Get him out of town.
Thanks for the call, Jim. That is a great point, Jim. If in that breakfast where Rafi Devers ate an omelet, a waffle, some pancakes, bacon, some sausage, home fries, looked a little bit like my plate in St. Lucia, and John Henry had a parfait,
mm-hmm.
In that breakfast.
A green juice.
That's it. You know, do you make smoothies without beef in Kansas City?
It's adrenochrome.
If Rafi Devers had been like, sure, boss, I was just effing with the other guy because I don't really like him, but if you're asking me to play first, I'll play first. I'll be at first tonight, boss. If he had said that.
He's still playing for the Red Sox. We lose the topic du jour of the Red Sox for the past month plus.
There's no salary dump without him.
They're still probably a 500 team.
This is not a salary dump in the salary dump sense of it's all in the books. This is a salary dump in, oh my God, I don't want to get married to this person because this is going to be the worst life of I could possibly lead. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. That's a great call, Jim. Not enough people are bringing that up. Rafi Devers controlled his future in Boston. We now retroactively know. You could be a good teammate. You could do what your boss, who's a billionaire, and I generally assume, Fitzy, billionaires. I don't know a lot of billionaires.
You don't?
I think I only know one. honestly.
Okay.
Robert Kraft, I know him.
Yeah.
Rubbed elbows. Jumbo, tell me something good. We've talked enough over the years. But generally, billionaires are used to getting what they want.
Yeah, they kind of are. People listen to them. They can work a room. Most situations tend to favor them because of their, you know, insane amounts of money.
So this is a financial lesson. When you have $300 million, you can get away with a lot. You can F you to Breslow and F you to Cora and F you to teammates and F you to media.
And you can
don't F you the billionaire.
Thank you, Rafi, for eating our lunch.
Because $300 million is a lot less than however many billion John
You're
Henry
rich
has.
Enough to be able to just yell out at any given moment, do as I say.
It kind of goes back to my old theory, everyone has a boss, and this is literally his boss, but like people forget sometimes because they reach a certain stature that they can tell Fitzy off, they can tell Andy off, they can tell this guy off, tell that guy off. Everybody has a boss. Sometimes it's a woman, and it's their wife. Sometimes that's the boss. Sometimes that's the person pulling the strings in that relationship.
Oh, cool. So you guys just let your boss walk all over you, and that's no problem. I'll remember that if anyone has an issue here.
Hey, Ken, Stiz wants to talk to you off air. He'll come down in a minute. He thinks you can't tell him what to do.
Now we got
to
get HR involved. Thanks for causing a whole thing. Just go back to the Caribbean.
Rafi Devers, you controlled your getting shipped out of town. 617-779-7937. Chris in Rhode Island, what are your thoughts on this whole situation, Chris?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm calling in about the Red Sox and specifically Alex Cora. One of the themes today has been Cora getting tossed out of the game and how horrible that is. And I'm calling in to say that I support Alex Cora in this particular situation for two reasons. The first one is the most important, and that is if we think instant replay is problematic and has been horribly implemented and is a mess, then I think the only way to get the message to the league is through the field, on the field. Message certainly gets back to New York, but it's at the end of the season when they're going to take a look at this stuff. And so I do think it adds up. Second reason is because he did this, he, as a byproduct, supported the Red Sox, supported his team, and I appreciate that. So that's my view anyway. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Chris.
All right.
The 617 chimes in. Mm-hmm. Does Red Sox ownership update you guys weekly with your talking points or daily? Joke's on you. It's hourly because we do a four-hour show, and sometimes they don't like what was in the first hour, so they tell us to change it in the second.
We get we get debriefed, as they say in the biz.
I've never been contacted by John Henry.
Oh, now I know why you're very fond of those panda emojis, because you're always pandering to John Henry and the Red Sox organization.
No. Did you see the cigar? Did you see
this
move?
Yeah, and I hated it.
Although, Andy,
Why did you hate the cigar?
That was such a dumb...
Did you hate it at the time?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Yes,
you can't be
1,000%. Because remember I said...
I lived the roller coaster with Belichick and Jordan, so I know you're not a man of your word. You don't stick to your guns.
I was so mad at it. Dan, I don't know if you remember, but I said, if the Red Sox win the World Series, I will tattoo that picture on my back. Do you remember that?
Lord, yeah.
I hated that picture.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I hated it.
Also, as far as... Yeah, the tattoo on the back? Okay, yeah, I get that.
You good? Also,
yeah,
as fine. Far
yeah,
as...
No, yeah, no, we're
you
good.
You just pulled a...
We're good.
You didn't finish the sentence.
Yeah, I lost the narrative mid-thought. I had 617...
Long question, bad question.
touche.
No, that was just a short thought that
Did I? No. Okay.
Okay, you good?
Yep, we're good.
Got it all together? Mm-hmm. We're good?
100%. Hey, what's that package? Phone number, Andy?
We're not even going to give the phone number. Up next, we're going to pay out the tees. We're going to talk NBA Finals. They were popular. There's a new champion on the block. He's the MVP. He won the finals MVP. Is there a new face of the NBA? And is there a new guy for Jason Tatum to look up to on the hierarchy of NBA stars? A little OKC Finals talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.